And we'll roll. So, ברוכים הבאים, welcome everyone. Good to see you from all the way from Toronto to Florida, which is an amazing thing here, and some new faces, which is always, always wonderful. So thank you everyone for coming. Welcome to the 17th song of the week. 17th. Who would believe that? 17th weeks that we are listening to Israeli songs, different genres, different styles, different singers, bands, worlds of music. Everything is in this was so far in this series, in this program. But one thing we haven't brought so far, and that's very surprising, because there is one genre that we did not bring yet in this series, in this program.
And to be honestly, just yesterday we realized that.
And we just realized that yesterday, that's right. We had something totally different in our mind. We switched the song yesterday. And we have to tell you, we think some of you, maybe many of you, will recognize the song we're about to hear, we're about to listen to. However, we're not sure you're familiar with the story behind it, and in general with the story of this kind of music. Now, perhaps some of you will know the song not because you just listened to it, but because you experienced or you heard it in different occasions, maybe in simchas, in weddings, or something like that. We'll see it in we'll play the song now. We'll listen to the song, we'll come back afterwards, and as usual, towards the end of the class, we will re-listen again to the song. So, with no further notice, please make sure you are muted and that your speakers are on. If you can hear me now, that's good. And let's roll. Enjoy the song.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow, that was fun. I don't know if you enjoyed it. We enjoyed it. That was fun. That's our guilty pleasure.
Really different genre.
Very different than what we usually play here. Very, very different. So I saw many of you dancing in your rooms, which was really, really nice. Yeah, it's very difficult to just sit and not moving when you hear when you listen to this song. Everyone knows the song, or is there anyone who don't really never heard it? Anyone ever heard it? Iraz, you never heard it?
Definitely heard it.
Claudette, sorry?
We heard it.
Okay, that's good. That's interesting. So so it's good that the song is new to some of you. I would assume you know the song from where? Just knowing? Just know it in general from the world? Like, where do you know the song from? When do you even have the opportunity to listen to the song?
Weddings.
Okay, weddings, smachol. Yeah, okay, so we were correct when we said that. All right, so just to say, I want to say something. Yeah, Mordechai Ben David, who is the singer, he's American. Yeah, he's not Israeli. So this is something that we're doing that is not really according to the rules of the program. However, this song is Israeli, not American. Why?
Because the melody, I think.
Yeah.
Also, the melody, I just want to say, that is created, written.
Yeah, it was composed.
Composed before that Mordechai Ben David gave the words for the lyrics for the song.
Yeah, so it was composed before the lyrics were written. We'll talk about the lyrics in a minute. He didn't really write the lyrics. He brought it from the Seder. But there was, first of all, the composition, the melody, which is Israeli and was composed by an Israeli composer. So, let's share the screen. Yes?
Ira? When was it composed?
Sorry?
Do you know when it was composed?
Yes, I know. Yes, you'll see it in a minute. It was composed in 1992. All right, so the song Mashiach, look how short the lyrics are. Very short. It's a 4.5 minute of a song, but very, very short lyrics. The Shir Mashiach... 1992, lyrics are from the Seder, we'll talk about it in a minute, composed by Moshe Mona, that's his nickname, Rosenblum, and performed by Mordechai Ben David, which is a very famous Hasidic singer, one of the biggest of all times. You probably know many of his songs, for example, Anachnu Mamini Bnei Maminim, Anachnu Mamini Bnei Maminim. Okay, that's also something that is his. And he is the one who performed the song, but he did not write the lyrics. The lyrics of this song, Ani Ma'amin Be'emunah Shlema, I believe with full faith in the arrival of the Mashiach, I believe, Mashiach, Mashiach, oy, oy, oy. Those lyrics, at least the first stanza, are from the Siddur. They're based on Maimonides, on the Rambam. The Rambam had 13 principles of faith. And this is principle number 12. The faith that the Mashiach, the Messiah, will come one day and very, very soon. This is his. This is where the lyrics are from. In terms of the people behind the song, so this is Mordechai Ben David, whose name is not Mordechai Ben David. His real name is Mordechai Verdiger. That's his name. His father is David Verdiger, and when he started to perform, he chose the name Mordechai Ben David after his father. But his real name is Mordechai Verdiger.
Because his father helped him to be more...
How do you say oi oi oi
in English?
How do you say oi 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 in English? Just like it sounds. Just like it sounds, Ruchama. Oi oi oi, I know. Oi oi oi, that's also something from the Hasidic world that we'll talk about. The Hasidic music genre in general, the oi oi oi. But yeah, that, you're right, Priel. That his father, David Verdiger, was a big chazan, was a big composer. Also, I see Cantor Meisner here is nodding, and he was a big, big, big composer. And he chose the name of his father to be as his performance name because he wanted people to know that he is the son of David Verdiger, and not only Mordechai Verdiger, but he is also a very well known singer for himself, known very much for his initials MBD, for his initials. Moshe Mona Rosenblum, a very big Israeli composer, a very talented Israeli composer, who for many, many, many years was the deductor of the Israeli, the IDF Chief Rabbinate Choir. This is the name of it, or in Hebrew, Lehakat HaRabbanut HaTzva'it. The rabbinic crier of the IDF. We'll talk about it also. And this is the album, you saw it, Mashiach, by Mordechai Ben David. That's an album named Mashiach, where Mashiach, the song, is obviously the leading single from it. Now, why did we choose to talk about the song today?
So, first of all, I think that before that we will...
People will think, they see the pictures, they see the word Mashiach, they will think we believe that Lubavitch Rebbe is the Mashiach. That's what's going to happen in this program. Just to make clear that this is not where it's going to. Yeah.
We just want to say that we really realized that we missed this genre, and I think that it's a big genre in Israel that we need to talk about.
We need to talk about, yeah. We not only in Israel, by the way. Yeah.
And then we realized that the Yortzeit of is Rabbi.
Or yeah, the Rabbi, the Lubavitch Rebbe.
It was
2 days ago.
Yeah,
in the three of Tammuz.
Yesterday.
It was two days ago in the...
Yeah,
on Shabbos. It was the three of Tammuz. He passed away in the three of Tammuz, 1994. And he's maybe the person behind the success of the song. And not many people know that. Not that the song is written after him. I know we're not going to talk about the discussion, whether in Lubavitch, what is the role of the Rebbe. That's not for today, maybe for the other classes. But the Lubavitch Rebbe, in 1992, when the song was released, exactly then, he said to the Israelis, Shluchim, that they need to start a promotion, need to start and hanging on many, many, many billboards like this over here. That's a picture of a billboard in Israel in 1992, where it says, Hikonu Leviat HaMashiach. Get ready, prepare yourself for the arrival of the Mashiach. That was exactly the same time this song was released. And what Mordechai Ben David and Mona Rosenblum say is that this, I would say, maybe this platform that many people started to see and to talk about the Mashiach, thanks to Chabad, that really led to a huge movement of people that listened to the song, and the song became very, very popular, more than many other Jewish songs of that time, before and after. So the Lubavitch Rebbe Yortzeit was 2 days ago, and he is the fuel behind the success of this song, just based on this promotion of Hikonu Lebiyat HaMashiach, get ready for the arrival of the Mashiach. And this is one of the reasons why we said we will bring this song also here today. More thing that we should know about is that also other people in Israel, not only the religious people, are very much familiar with the song, even though the song is very, very religious. As I said, the words, the lyrics are based on the 12th principle of the Rambam, of the Maimonides, that the Mashiach would come. Nevertheless, many Israelis, also the non-observant one, they very much know the song and love it. Why? What's the story behind it? I should say, or you should say?
Say.
Okay, I will say. No problem. Eli Israeli, Zichrono Livracha, you can see his picture over here. Eli Israeli was a very famous... broadcaster in the radio. He was a broadcaster in the radio. Many people listened to it, and he was a sports broadcaster. I mean, he's the one that used to broadcast all the sports games that were in Israel back then. And at the time, Mordechai Ben David recorded the song, really in the recording studio. He passed just overheard it. He was there. Was just a coincidence. He overheard him singing the song, and he asked afterwards to have the single, the first piece of the single, so he really liked the music. He's not a religious person, and there's nothing to do with religious. But he said, I want the song, and I want to play it as the opening of my show, on my radio show, as a broadcaster. So he got the single before there were games, before his very, very popular radio show. He used to play this song, Mashiach, before it started. I know this is very special for Israel. That's a sports game. Nothing to do with religion, nothing to do with Judaism, nothing to do with Torah, and yet he plays a religious song before that.
I think that it's special, but really beautiful, because in Israel you can see that there is a mix of genres,
yeah.
Genres that can be together and can be in the same place and not... It's okay.
Yeah, that's right. It's not so weird, actually, when we think about it. It's very typical for Israel to have something like that. Maybe today less. Maybe I would say today there's a little bit more tension.
Some religious singer in Israel.
There's still religious singers that are very successful. You're right. But he decided to play it at the intro to his show. And many people were exposed to this song. It became like fire in a field. And many people listened to the song. Also, the man observant Jews so much that, you believe it or not, this song, Mashiach, 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 became the anthem of Hapoel Galil Elyon in basketball. One of the groups in basketball. Today they're not so good, I think, as they were back then. But this song about the Mashiach turned to be their anthem, which the fans would sing in the stadium before the players would go on and play. So much the song succeeded. And this is the thing, as you say, it's beautiful to see such a thing in Israel. Only in Israel, something like that can happen, which is, I think it's amazing. So this is how the song became popular as well, not only in Israel, of course, also outside of Israel, mainly in weddings and something like that, which is basically where most of the Hasidic kind of music style is played today. We'll talk about the three leading Hasidic singers that they are today in the world. And by the way, all the three are Americans. Not even one of them is Israeli. I assume you know all the names of all the three. MBD, which we just heard, Avram Fried, and Yaakov Shweki. Or Shweki, like he said, like you call it in America. Not Shweki, but Shweki. Those are the leading three, top three in the Jewish in the world. But MBD is the first one, and he's the one that opened the gates to all of them afterwards. So all the other songs that you know, maybe from Avram Fried, from Yaakov Shweki, from all the others, the real one, the pioneer, I would say, was Mordechai Ben David. You want to talk a little bit about the kids singing? Maybe before, let's just ask if someone has this at home. Someone knows what this is.
Pirchei Toronto.
The Toronto Pirchei Choir. Anyone knows what it is? Toronto Pirchei Choir. Anyone recognizes? No, that's interesting.
Agudat Israel.
Sorry, Martin?
Agudat Israel.
Agudat Israel, okay.
Agudat Israel Choir.
The Agudat Israel Choir. I don't know if they're the same one. I have no idea if this is the same one. I don't know. But the Toronto Boys Choir, or the Toronto Jewish Boys Choir, early 70s, I think that was. I think some of you were here in Toronto in the early 70s. We obviously were not. Was a very successful boys choir, an ultra-Orthodox boys choir. Want to explain why and what...
Some of the people don't hear women sing. And I think that when you want to hear a woman or children, you want to hear a high pitch voice. How do you
call it? like high pitch, yeah. High pitch tunes. Yeah.
If you cannot hear a woman, so the solution is to hear a kid
singing.
Also, you can see that, you can hear that in the Mashiach song that we hear in the back. Kids help to do a beautiful voice there and a high pitched voice because they want to combine different voices, and you do that with kids because you don't think with women.
Yeah, that's what, something that very much I would say is special for this genre of music, is that they turn the kids singing into something that is not just for kids, but it's something that grown-ups and adults are listening to kids singing. So there's different choirs. The Toronto Pirchei Choir was very famous in the early 70s. They moved, or I would say the conductor moved to Miami. Now it's called the Miami Pirchei Miami, or the Miami Boys Choir. In that sense, we also have representative from Florida. So here it is. Oh, Wolf said that two of his nephews were in the choir. This is amazing.
Wow.
Okay. Two of your nephews, Wolf. That's amazing. That's amazing. Two of your nephews were in this choir. Today, it doesn't exist anymore. The conductor moved to Miami, to Florida, and he's now operating from Miami. But they're still very much successful in North America. There's also a Pirchei Yerushalayim. That's right. Pirchei Yerushalayim. But Pirchei Toronto was the first one. Toronto is the first one for Pirchei, for the kids, boys, for the boys choir. I don't know if you know that. That's something that was new for me also. Another thing that turned to be very much, I would say, helping these religious kind of section of genre of songs in Israel is Lehakat HaRabbanut HaTzva'it, the IDF's Rabbinic Choir. That's a picture that I found from the IDF Rabbinic Choir. Was founded in 1964 by Rabbi Shlomo Goren, who was the first chief rabbi of the IDF. He said that it can't be that they're only regular, non-religious, non-observant choirs, because they're also religious soldiers. And according to their belief, that they have a problem listening to regular choirs, which are mixed men and women. So he said, we need to form a special choir assembled only from men that will also sing Jewish religious songs. And he decided to do so, and they did. And they formed in 1964 the band, the choir, called Lehakat HaRabanut HaTzva'it, the IDF's Rabbinic Choir, which was very successful in the 70s, in the 80s, in the 90s, a little bit less in the 2000s and so on. Also today, they still exist today, but they're not so successful as they were. They usually perform in religious ceremonies in the army, so on and on. However, what they were really successful at is, first of all, I would say maybe promoting and exposing people, specifically young crowds like soldiers, to those songs, the religious songs that they sang for Mordechai Ben David, later on Avram Fried, later on Yaakov Shweki, and so on and on. So the young generation got to be exposed to this kind of music. Another thing that they were very successful at is growing some of the next generation of singers in Israel, the religious singers in Israel. I just brought two. For example, Dudu Fischer. Maybe you know Dudu Fischer, very famous also in North America, the one who played in Broadway. Everyone know him. Is playing. He played. I don't remember what he played, but he played in Broadway. And Isha Ribo, another modern singer in Israel. So there's many, many, many others.
Isha Ribo was here
in Toronto. Yeah, that's right. Two months ago. Yeah. They're very Les Miserables. Thank you very much, Leah. Thank you. We have photo with them. Oh, wonderful! With Dudu, Debbie, or with Ishai, but you have photos with them, which is wonderful. And there are many, many, many others that are alumni of this graduates. I don't know how you call it, of this IDF's rabbinic choir, and they became very, very famous also in the Jewish music world, but also beyond it. Another one that served in the IDF's rabbinic choir, I have to say, is my father. He's also part of this rabbinic choir. He and his brothers, he's also a chazan and a singer. When I spoke with him this morning and I told him that tonight I'm going to have a class, a session about the IDF's rabbinic choir and about Mordechai Ben David, he was very excited. And he said that he wished he could join, but now, as you understand, it's very late in Israel. But I will send him the recording, don't worry. So this is also, so the fact that these songs are very popular in Israel is also thanks to this choir, which is not so successful today. However, they did everything they could back then in order to make it successful. Anything else?
And we need to hear the song.
We'll re-listen to the song. Any questions before we listen to the song?
I just think it's nice to know the background of a song that we dance all the time at a wedding. I've been dancing it for years and never knew the background. So thank you.
We're glad. We're glad that's also part of the sessions. That's also part of the program. That's very important. Benny?
Well, first of all, I sang in a recording of David Verbiger.
Of Mordechai's father. You sang in his recording. Wow.
When I was very young, I think, Elechadadi or Lotevoshi or something.
Wow.
Anyway, but you mentioned something very important, because it was during the 60s and the 70s when the Hasidic festival, where all the songs that are now part of the synagogues, you know, music, really infiltrated into secular Israeli societies, and everybody knows Behar and Enu and Karlibach and whatnot. I was almost positive, but when I saw Laufer in one of the pictures, I thought I made a mistake, because I used to sing two beautiful songs. One is Barchi Nafshi. Barchi Nafshi, Barchi Nafshi Et Hashem. Number one, and also Lev Tahor. Lev Tahor Brali Elohim, which is also Lev Tahor Brali Elohim. And Dudu Fischer, I know very well, he was a friend of mine, because we together many times in the Candidate Assembly, but he made a big star of himself. He sang Les Mis in England and in New York and ever, and he hated it. He hated it. I had dinner with him once and he said, I hate it because the radiators and the heat radiators, and his throat was always dry. Anyway, it's a very good chazan. But you should know that a lot of the Israeli, not songs of Achshav, of the popular, you know, folk rock, and but most of the liturgical songs are very known by secular Israelis, and it's really Menashe Levran who was
a conductor, the first conductor of the rabbinic choir. Yeah.
Levran and I went to school together.
Wow.
By the way,
wow.
Makaleva, the Rabbanut choir today is very, very sophisticated because Ophir Sobol, Mordechai Sobol, Zichrono Levracha's son, is running that choir, and he accompanies all the great chazanim like Shai Abramson and the Yanki Lemmer and all the other guys. And I think he even came to Toronto at one point and they sang it the Shar HaShamayim.
Really? Oh, wow.
I'm very close to them. Somebody told me that the chief cantor of the army may come to Shar HaShamayim for the Yabim Noraim. And if that is the case, he'll probably bring the Rabbanut choir.
Wow. Anyway,
you gain.
Can you bring him to Shari Tfila instead of Shari Shamai? That would be lovely. We can listen to him in Shari Tfila if we could. Those are from Shari Tfila here. I don't know if they want a chazan for the high holiday. I'm not sure this is their type of. I would say, unfortunately, Benny, you know that better than me, that today, unfortunately, most of the Orthodox shuls don't really want to hire a chazan, but it's more something that is more common today in the conservative and reform shuls, less in the Orthodox shuls, which I think, again, it's a sign of a chazan. I still think it's a pity that we need to enjoy a good prayer, like you can sing and Ruchama's husband could sing, and I think it's really important. And just again, it's an honor to have you and to share. You can share with your experience and you share with your knowledge and with everything that you know and you have. And this is really amazing. And we're happy that you are here on the Zoom. And
I just want to tell you,
please,
Ilan, that with all the great chazanim and the big stardoms of Helfgott and Shmelfgott, the shtibur and your davening and about tefillah is still nicer than a great chazan.
Oh my goodness!
And that's why I enjoy so much coming to Shai.
Oh my goodness! Okay, that was recorded, Benny. That was recorded. Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness! Thank you so much.
You have to hear him daven Musaf. Come on, Benny.
You're all welcome to Shari Tfila. You're all welcome to Shari Tfila for Musaf and Shabbos. You're all welcome. Thank you, Benny. Thank you very, very, very much. Thank you all for coming. We will listen again to the song. And we just wanted to say, next week is going to be the last one of the season. We're going to be the last song. We're going to go afterwards to summer break. We will be back afterwards in September, God willing. It's going to be a long break, but that's good. We will think about some new songs before the next season. That will be next week. So far, this was the 17th one, Mashiach, and let's listen again to the song. And again, thank you everyone for coming tonight for this. We'll stay as usual afterwards for questions and comments and schmoozing with Benny and Ruchama, which is always always amazing.
Thank you.